have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Come on, Wiggins, what are you standing around for here? Get on board.
Get on board. Don't fret. Don't try to worry.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, that's me, along with Barry the Boater and RV Tom, who's helping us out here on the World of Boating today. And in a way, this could be therapy for him. I don't know. He just did all these upgrades on his vessel, his 25-foot Edgewater. Added full fuel, new Navionics, and the whole thing. And then Bugler comes in and takes how much? What did they take exactly, Tom, from the vessel? What do you think?
Well, the thing is, luckily they didn't take the new GPS and the radar and night vision hasn't come in yet. But he actually took the panel, the new panel where the cutouts where all your screens fit into and the GPS and your fusion. He actually took the panel. He took the battery charger underneath the console, which I was going to replace anyway, so it could be so it could use regular lead acid batteries or lithium batteries. So I was upgrading my battery charger because it's been in there, 15 years.
Yeah. So it was all this stuff like fastened down? Like he had to get in there and work it out? Wow.
He underneath, he even took my hatch covers underneath my console. I mean,
it's almost like he had a shopping list and he was filling an order. It's a strange thing.
Took out my audio speakers, which are like $44 speakers. He took those. Jeez. He took my pole to grab. I got the Lauderdale Boat Show 2 years ago to grab a pilot when you're docking a boat. He grabbed that, which I've never used. 12 gauge my shooting flares, my electronic flare. Nothing of high end price. Luckily, my GPS, the new Garmin one, which was like $4,500, that was still in the box inside his office, locked in, so he didn't get out. He didn't get into his locked office.
And it does sound like he was just picking up stuff that he needed to upgrade his boat or something.
Or someone again, hired him. Hey, go look for an Edgewater. These are the things I need. Did he take anything that? I mean, none of this stuff was lightweight or anything like that. So he took
some forethought planning on his part.
Not only my boat, but a guy named Kenny, who's a Southwest pilot, lives just down the road from me.
Yeah.
He's got I think it's a 31 or something contender with twin Suzuki's on the back. He got him for about $32,000.
Let's just paint this picture once again. So both boats are up on the hard. And this is where they were, the thief got in there and grabbed all the stuff. They catch them, by the way, or do they know who?
Guy's been arrested about a dozen times. He's got a rap sheet. They know where he kind of lives at. He lives in a 10 area off of Route 1 in Titusville. They know where he lives. They haven't gotten him yet, so 3 weeks have passed.
He's like a homeless tent owner? Is that what you're saying? Oh, geez. Yep.
Okay. The thing is, if they catch the guy, they'll slap his hands, they'll put him in jail for a couple of days. He'll be back out on the street a week later.
Wow.
Maybe he used the hatches for his tent.
Oh, and you can see I even had the video of him robbing my boat. Getting inside the car underneath.
So you got all the evidence, but they haven't put him away yet. Yep. And have you recovered anything or no?
No, nothing recovered. So that's why I was out today at the Wholesale Marine Place replacing my electronic flares, my 12-gauge shooter, throwable PFD. What else?
You mentioned that he stole your battery or batteries?
Yeah, the two, the 80-pound, the batteries are 4 years old. They've been in the boat. He even took two of my heavy-duty batteries out of the boat.
He couldn't have just walked down the street with these things.
Probably had a dolly or something. He was throwing all this stuff in.
It looked like he cut a big hole in the fence, and he actually backed the minivan right through the fence.
Oh, so he has a minivan, but he lives in a tent.
Okay. Well, gosh, I don't know. You think they're going to go get him, or?
Dave, my mechanic, is doing all my work. A friend of mine, he just called me to get the policeman's number that a friend of mine knows, a detective up in T- Titusville. The same guy, they got video today, he went to a place where they sell golf carts, and he stole the lithium batteries out of 10 different golf carts. So they know who he is and everything else, but I haven't arrested him yet, and now it's going on 3 weeks.
Wow. So you might want to get your buddy together, go round him up, and go take him out in international waters and make him walk the plank.
Take him fishing. Yeah. And then hand him a battery and say, hold this.
Yeah. Those batteries you want, here you go. Here, you can have them.
Yeah.
About an hour ago, we talked about taking them to the train station. We talked about that, you know, reference to Yellowstone. So, you know, he'll be back out on the street in, you know, 2 weeks from now. So if they catch him today. So I don't know what
the And this is in Florida. I'm shocked. I thought, thought they were a little rougher about this kind of stuff in Florida.
Oh,
no. So much, I guess.
Florida's where the crazy happens.
Yeah. Well, Barry speaks for himself. Okay, well, I'm sorry to hear that, but you've already made a lot of progress to get it back and water ready, it sounds like, too. That was 2 weeks ago.
He actually went above and beyond, and I understand it was his, it was under his care, but you know, there's a waiver that you sign. You can go to Marine Max or any of these other places. If you bring your boat in, you sign a waiver. If your boat should get broken into while it's under their care,
right?
You're not liable for it. So anyway, he did give me, the other day he came over and gave me two brand new, you know, the big lead acid batteries, two new batteries.
Right.
He gave me a couple of fishing rods that somebody left before, you know, with the Shimano reels on. So he gave me two new fishing rods.
But there
so
wasn't anything like permanent damage to the vessel that you can't fix. It just, it's annoying. It sounds like more than
it's just annoying.
Else.
So. Yeah. I needed to replace the flares anyway and everything else. So a little annoying things, but I didn't get hit as bad as my neighbor down the road for $32,000. I got maybe, you know, $1,000 worth of at retail price of stuff. So Dave's making good with it.
Yeah. All right. Well, like I said, he might be the one that wants to round the guy up and take him out into international waters, make him walk the plank.
Exactly.
So
I'm surprised that Marine Max doesn't take any responsibility for that.
Oh, that's, like, that's anywhere. You know, like, you know, they make you sign those disclaimers when you take your car into any shop like that, Barry.
I don't remember the last time I went to a shop. I fix everything.
Yeah. Well, okay. But, all right. But you figure, are you on track to get it back in the water, be ready to go in another week or two, or is it going to take longer, you figure?
Well, they have to, there's a place that cuts out the instrument panel, like the plexiglass where you put your two GPSs in. So that's being made, it's supposed to be on the computer controlled cutout machine on this Monday.
Yeah.
So hopefully by next week, and he ordered the other GPS and the radar. So that'll be coming. That's supposed to come in Tuesday or Wednesday. So I'm saying probably by the end of the month. Plus I'm getting a new decking that's called high-tech deck for your flooring. So they came up and actually laser measured the whole bottom of the boat. So they're putting a new decking in the boat. And it's supposed to come on the 22nd. So another
is it a soft deck or what is it?
It's called high tech decking. It's you know, it kind of looks like a teak decking. It sits down on top. They glue it down on top, and it absorbs.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's got a little cushion to it.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. Oh, he's going to have an impressive deck.
Yeah.
And you got to be careful how you say that, but it's going to be good on his 25-foot. Contender, and it'll be good to go. And it sounds like I got to go boating with RV Tom as opposed to Barry, at least till he goes bigger and gets a nicer vessel. All right, we got more coming up on The World of Boating. Stay close.
You're listening to The World of Boating Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the boating world? Well, look no further than the World of Boating Radio Show. Just like you, thousands of boating enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to worldofboating.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.